And I thought the Greeks put it the best, you know, the iron, bronze, silver, and golden age. It's even mentioned in the book of Daniel and in the Bible. But the lowest age, the Vedic Indians would tell us, say, is just man's only aware of his physical body and the physical universe, no knowledge of finer forces. And we came out of that just in the last few hundred years with the Renaissance. And at that point, man is supposed to become aware of finer forces. And sure enough, electricity is discovered, magnetism, a microscope, telescope. It seems like all our senses are expanded outwardly through technology.
Well, what's the significance, though, of a binary star system? I don't understand what the tie-in is.
It is the drivetrain. It is the mechanism to move us, to carry the Earth in and out of some point in space where the Earth can be affected in such a way that it would affect the ionosphere, the magnetosphere, crops, climate, consciousness, all that sort of thing.
So it will affect us in some form or fashion.
Yes, and I think it is affecting us. It, just as the sun, you know, every star produces huge electromagnetic spectrums. And we only see visible light coming from our closest star, the sun. But there are, you know, ultraviolet to infrared, to X-rays to radio waves, gamma rays, et cetera. And so do all other stars have these properties. And so if we are in a system that is pulling us closer to and farther away from another star on sort of a cyclical basis, because that's what elliptical orbits do,
right,
then we could very well be affected by another star in a manner that affects Earth. And, you know, we've just found out, that these X-class solar flares from our sun can have a big impact. You know, they knock out satellites, ham radios get static, your car radio changes. Well, just in the last few years, people have noticed that that happens on the night side of the Earth. We are getting bursts from, most of them have been traced to soft gamma repeaters, you know, very distant stars. And it can have the same effect as a solar flare in that it can affect satellites, ham radios. There was a gal in Seattle driving home at night. She switched to a Nebraska station. Believe me, the stars can have just as much effect on our Earth as the sun can.
Well, maybe they're also having an effect on the sun.
Yes.
See, what I think is happening in terms of all these hurricanes and global warming and the oceans warming up, and now there's a research study that's out that says this could be a strong possibility. I think the sun is doing a lot of this, not planetary change, but the sun itself. I think the sun is causing the ice shelves to melt and fall off into the sea.
Yes, and there could be a relay effect, George. I think you're right on. Matter of fact, Hans Alfven won the Nobel Prize in 1970 for his realization that there's these waves coming from other stars, Alfven waves they're called, that sort of can interact with our sun and just pluck the Earth and sort of, you know, ring it like a gong, if you will. So we're barely at the kindergarten stage of learning of how the Earth's environment and space can affect things here
sure.
on Earth.
And it's possible the binary star could be affecting us as well as maybe we get closer to it?
It could be the binary star itself, because all binaries move in elliptical orbits, so we get closer and farther from the center of mass. But it could also be that it's the binary motion just takes us closer and then farther away from another point in space. You know, maybe it's a magnetar, this recently discovered star that has a magnetic field 1,000 trillion times greater than the Earth. It could be some exotic star like that that affects the Earth.
Have the ancients given us any clues, Walter, to help us find what could be the second star?
Well, you know, some of the myth and folklore does relate to Sirius, as mentioned. So if it's a visible star scenario, we need to figure out how that can happen with, what the laws of gravity are outside our solar system that might make that possible. So we're really studying both scenarios right now, sort of the pure Newtonian scenario, where it could be something dark, or this more exotic one. There's also some friends in Canada have a website, SiriusResearchGroup.com, and they're studying Sirius, and they've done really some amazing work to show that it seems to be acting a little differently than other stars.
The ability of this binary star to do whatever it does to us, of course, could it have been the reason that we had the flood, the Noah's Ark flood, and things like that?
I'm not sure of that, but there is some work by the Russian scientist Milankovitch, who showed that these dark ice ages seem to occur somewhat in sync with the precession cycle. And there's also some other cycles. There's a 100,000-year cycle.
Okay.
So if indeed precession, the observable of precession, is due to our solar system's orbit through space, then it would tie with that cycle also.